This is Thin Martian at Typo, the Typo conference in London, and with me right now is Eric Speakerman. Eric, first of all, can you just tell me a little bit about the idea behind the Typo conference?
Well, we've been running this Typo Berlin conference for, 17 years now, and it's become a must for everybody on the continent. Everybody goes there once a year. 1,700 people, 2,000 people gather, and we thought that sort of conference doesn't exist in London. It's not a type conference anymore. It's a general design conference. And it seems that we did hit a demand. There seems to be a demand even in London for that sort of conference. So I think we may be back next year.
Excellent. And what do you think Londoners can take away from this?
Well, I don't think you can take anything away. Well, you can say this, I suppose, about every conference. If you have decent and varied speakers, internationally varied and varied backgrounds, that everybody gives you an insight. You don't have to agree with everything. But seeing, the first thing is that, especially, you know, sometimes there are people here, you know, like Neville or Chip Kitt or Michael Bayrod, sort of, you know, famous, successful designers that people are in awe of more often than not, like especially students. They think, oh, my God. And then they see them and they realize they had the same issues, the same bad clients, the same deadlines, the same budget problems. So basically, you know, they're just a little older and they've done more. But that usually is encouraging for people to realize, you know, they are no different. They just have been doing it for a little longer. That's the first thing, the sort of the emotional support you get from that, from realizing you're not alone in this. And the second one is, of course, there are facts. I mean, people give you fantastic one-liners, sentences. They amuse you. They might talk about things they have had no idea before. I'm not talking about kerning. I'm talking about, you know, wider issues. And also the second, and maybe that's even the most important, or is it the third even, the point is that you go there to rub shoulders. This particular location isn't perfect for it. In Berlin, we have a location where there's lots of space in between the conference halls, and so people just come there to mingle. You see people looking at each other's portfolios. These days, that's an iPad or whatever, and they just go there to meet their peers and to meet their heroes, and it's a get-together more than anything. It's like, you know, camping out at a pop festival.
Excellent, okay. And just one last point. A number of people here at the conference have been talking about user interfaces. At Thin Martian, we do a lot around mobile and that. And I was just wondering, from a typographer's point of view, the challenges of designing for the sort of mobile interface. Have you got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's not a challenge. It's what we've been doing for 100 years. I mean, you know, whether I design a small piece of paper that goes into a medicine bottle that has small type on it, or I design a book, or I design an interface for a mobile phone, what's the difference? It's giving information its adequate form within the technical constraints, the physical constraints, you know, the size, the resolution, the available colors, the audience. You know, is it going to be read by older people, younger people, by everybody? So as far as I'm concerned, it's not a new challenge at all. It's just a slightly different medium. But our job is to make information look good and be digestible. And as far as I'm concerned, the only thing that changes are the technical constraints. Other than that, the brief is always the same. Make people want to read this and use this.
Eric Speakerman, thank you very much.